Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 24th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing really well, Taryn. You know, it's been an honor. I didn't realize how big of an honor it is to do these updates with you. And then you got the nickname The Vessel. And now it's a huge honor to be here with you this morning. I'm excited to update everyone on today.
We've got eyes on us, Puya.
Three eyes.
Yeah.
Not just two.
Yeah. We are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And we had an eviction. We had an HOH. We got new targets. Lots of stuff to talk about, Puya.
A lot to dive into. We got twists. There's a lot. There's a lot of layers this morning.
Yes, layers. So yesterday, before the eviction, Scotty did some more rounds. He did some last minute campaigning, obviously to little effect. He talked to Angela, let her know that he owes her a favor because of what she did for him on her HOH week. And that that will hold true even if he's voted out and comes back.
That's what, you know, Angela needs to hear or would want to hear. Given what we know now, that means more than it would have like yesterday afternoon. So this is something that she can cash in on hypothetically next week.
Yes. He also tells Tyler, you, Angela, and Sam are the only ones that have never wronged me. I'm not going to forget that. Of course, we know, given his exit interview and everything else that we know about Scotty, that he will absolutely forget that the second Haley says, please forget that. However, interesting to note regardless, because, hey, Haley might not be there.
Yeah, that's very true. I feel like the fact that we got introduced something last night now, and knowing what we know, this week gets a little bit interesting for me just because of all the variables out there. So if Haley was to be the next one out, that changes a bunch of things. But if Haley's still there and then Scotty makes his way back in, that says a whole other thing as well. So moving forward, Karen, this week's going to be a lot of this, a lot of like what could happen, speculation, prediction. So I'm always here for that kind of stuff.
Yes. So he also tells Tyler, hey, Fessy's got all the days memorized. He's a super big threat in this game. He's got to go.
Yeah, that I feel like at that point, that's just like, let's just hurt the one guy we want to hurt on the way out. Because trying to sell Fessy as a genius is like trying to sell ice to an Eskimo. Like, well, I don't think it should be effective, but like you want to hurt him. And I feel like that's what he was trying to do there, was kind of like hurt his chances the best he can.
Yes. So then we, of course, saw in the eviction, Scotty is voted out with a unanimous vote. First unanimous vote of the season, 6-0. And then he has the interview with Julie, and he's like, yeah, I don't know if Fessy is a genius or if he's just that dumb. And then I really felt like Julie's questions answered Scotty's question of whether or not Fessy is a genius. Well, do you feel like the decision that Fessy made was emotional or strategic? Like, oh, wait, it was emotional? Wait, why are you asking that question? Where do you think you went wrong? Why didn't you stick up for yourself more when Brett accused you of being the flip vote? Oh, so it was because of the flip vote that I got evicted? Oh, thank you for letting me know, Julie. It's especially knowing that there's going to be a battle back, which we'll talk about. I just feel like Julie's questioning overall. And I know people have been like less harsh on the Bailey eviction, but When Bailey left that house, Julie talked to Bailey, and Bailey had barely any idea who voted for her, what side, what, who was on. Like, she was very confused. And Julie did say, "Rockstar Haley and Fessy, if they want to keep their alliance, strong, they need to win a competition." It's like, that confirmed that those three people were in an alliance, that were loyal to each other, that needed to win to protect each other. Regardless of whether or not any more information was released there, it's still information, especially in this house where Bailey had no idea about most things. I'm just definitely not a fan of how lax they've been in terms of all that information giving.
Now, I'm with you 100%, especially now knowing that these people have a chance of coming back in. I feel like last night was Julie Chen's way of like pretending that she's not going to give anything away, because that one question that you brought up, she was like, "Oh, I can't. You're a part of the jury now, so I can neither confirm nor deny those." It's like, okay, well, nice try, but like, you're pointing him out to him anyways. Like, this kid's a super fan. He can, if there's one Faute member that I feel confident enough in, or not Faute, but that side, the Hive side, to piece some of these things together, it's that guy. It's Scotty. So, given that information, given all the other stuff that's been going on, I don't like it one bit. But also, as many people on Twitter have said, like, also, knowing this and taking it with a grain of salt, that it's Faute, it's the Hive. Like, for them to piece this information together, that is also asking a lot. So I don't know how much they're going to use this ammunition they're being given, or that they're going to understand what's going on when they get back in, if this is a blueprint they're able to read. But still, it still shouldn't be happening. And I feel like it has been happening, and I don't really appreciate it.
Yes. So we do find out, Julie lets us know there will be a jury battle back. Lots of reasons to be annoyed about this, at the very least if you're me. First of all, is this whole information thing. I think it's bad form. It's unprofessional of BB production. Just how much information that these people have received from both outside the house and from inside the house. The goodbye messages that had been left to them had been somewhat revealing, and not to mention the fact that, like, we are never gonna see good goodbye messages like ever again, because especially if Bailey or Rockstar came back into that house and they were like, "Brett, your goodbye message was so bad. I'm coming for you." We're never going to see goodbye messages that are entertaining ever again, because the players can't trust production to protect them from a potential battle back. So they're going to have to protect themselves from it, which means they're going to have to give very bland, "Oh, what happened? I don't know what, you know, the JC, what JC did," essentially. Yeah. Like, "Oh, I loved you so much, and I'm so sad to see you go. And hopefully if you come back, we can work together." It's lame.
It's very lame. I feel like one of the most entertaining part, one of the reasons, you know, us as a population, for the most part, most people have like turned on in favor of Brett and have started, you know, being a fan of what Brett has to offer, is what we've talked about, his showmanship, the fact that he might be stupid for doing these goodbye messages, but he's doing them and they're entertaining and they're fun to watch. And stuff like this, they're just going to stifle that, and we're going to go back to just, you know, "I don't know what went on, but I hope we can be friends outside this house, you know, catch you on the other side, or see you soon," and that nonsense. And that is not really what we want. That is not what That kind of makes the Thursday night episode even more of a drag than it already kind of is for the most part, when we know what's going to be going on. So go ahead.
Yeah, we should have been seeing these past few weeks goodbye messages that are like, "Guess what? There's been an alliance from day one." And then the realization dawning on their face and like, "Oh my God." And then people like Brett being like, "Ha, in your face," and then being mad at that. Like, that's what we should see on eviction night. We don't get a reunion. We don't get many of these moments where we finally get to reveal the information to these people. And the more they do these jury buybacks, and it would be fine too if it was like, "Okay, there's a jury battle back, But don't worry, you know, we're not going to show any revealing goodbye messages until after. Then people would feel free to leave those goodbye messages, and then they would see them later or whatever. But if they're self-censoring, then they're just going to always self-censor, even once the battle back happens, because it's like, well, what if there's something else? We'll never know when the potential battle back might come or not come. So I guess they could in future seasons say, don't worry, there's no battle back. That might help solve it, but I doubt they're even thinking that far ahead.
No, I also feel the same way. And I do agree, like, getting the big faces, the shock. Think about every blindside eviction we've had this season. The best part was right after the vote reveal, the zoom in on Bailey's face, the zoom in on Haley's face. Like, these are the things we want to see. And I feel like we lose that every time people have to feel the need to be generic and be like very cautious with what they're saying. And the fact that we don't get much of those in the finale anymore, I feel like now with the finale, we get a lot more of a, here's a clip show of every time someone fell on their butt in the house, or here's everyone crying in the DR, which I enjoy those. But like, I love when the jurors get their worlds shattered, when they find out things they had no idea about. That's what I'm here for. So to get robbed from those, I don't appreciate that. And I know that a lot of people are probably like, oh, it's the game. You know what we've signed up for? I do. Believe me, I do. But I still feel the need to want to complain about it because this is my game. I won't talk about it.
Yeah. So of course, just the battle back in general this season, I don't think is well timed or well placed. It's on the heels of an entire alliance being shut out. And, you know, just as the rest of the house dynamics are heating up in terms of, you know, Brett versus Tyler, JC, where is he going to fall? Sam, are they going to target her anytime soon? Like the level six civil war is just about to start. As soon as they can take out like one or two more people, and now it's like, okay, but no, actually, let's delay that a bit. Let's bring somebody back that you have to spend more time getting out first. And like, yes, maybe it works if Scotty comes back and then wins HOH, and then it's like, oh, what's going to happen now? But until then, unless that happens, it's literally just like, all right, Scotty's back, so we got to spend another week getting Scotty back out.
Yeah. And it's one of those, the minute it becomes a revolving door situation, it is less enticing. The whole process is just that much less enticing. The biggest payoff of this is honestly going to be Thursday night when we watch this competition, hopefully, which we'll get to the fact that we didn't see squat of last night's competition. But the best part of this whole jury buyback is going to be watching that battle back and all of them there and the, you know, the nerves and all of that stuff. But then after that, if it's, especially given that we've got this, like, somewhat of a pagonging in the last like couple steps where like it's been Faute Hive going. One of them coming back pretty much at this stage, given the trust that's been, you know, solidified with level six, I feel like it's going to be the right that way around unless they win HOH. So it is a bit of an ill-timed thing. And I feel like it's only fitting, Taryn, because I really did think, you know, we're going to get on today. Obviously, we're going to talk about how the power apps didn't do anything. All three power apps did nothing. We talked about them all season. They didn't garner anything. See, production twist, not that impactful. But then some like this, directly impactful. We have no choice but to take it. So now we have another twist in front of us.
Yes. And it's like, if they're doing this so that they can have a double eviction, I just feel like that's such a huge mistake. I don't think we need a double eviction. You could have just had one anyway and adjusted the schedule. And if what's likely going to happen is somebody comes back in the battle back. It'll probably be Scotty or maybe it'll be Fessy. Who knows? And then the double eviction will happen. And guess who goes in the double eviction? Scotty or Fessy? And it's like, why did we just waste our time? And then even if it doesn't turn out that way, then it looks like, okay, they win the HOH in the double eviction. They send somebody else home. Now, all of a sudden, the civil war we were looking forward to is over before it even started because there's a double eviction. Now the remaining people from level six need to just take out the person who came back in the battle back. And then it's just another pagonging until they get to the final five or whatever. It's just like you're delaying the good part of the game here. It's very annoying. Those are the negatives. There are a lot of them, and I really think that that this was a mistake on production's part. Apparently, it was this was not originally planned, according to Vegas, I believe. This was because of Caitlin. thanks, Caitlin. But there are some potential positives. A lot of people are saying, well, this means surely that Bailey is not pregnant, because why would they have a battle back if Bailey is pregnant? I think it's actually the opposite. I think that they changed this because they want Bailey in the house as a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good theory, Taryn. That's a very interesting theory. And I feel like Vegas did tweet a cryptic expect the expected, which I still to this moment do not know if they meant the battle back, if they meant Scotty's unanimously going, if they meant this. I have no idea, or whether it's like confirming that Bailey is indeed pregnant. But who knows? I feel like Bailey going back in is just, it's one of those things where it gets really interesting. I feel like this is one of those things you guys are going to discuss at length on the round table of like how each person coming in would impact it. But Bailey coming back in, first thing telling them, hey, Swaggy met my parents. I found this out. Like, this was a thing. And then them all realizing, well, you know, Bailey's a popular person. Like, she's in the showmance, and now this is going on. And like, they find out she's pregnant, maybe. Like, at that point, that's all interesting for them to find out. But then they'll just boot her right out because they don't want to sit next to her at the end, you know, at all. So it's, yes, I feel like Bailey was a big force in that. I feel like they kind of didn't want it just to be level six facing off as well. As much as we want it and we think it's going to be good to them, because there's no two sides, they feel like half the intrigue is gone, because like the hive side will no longer be interested or whatever. So now they got to bring one of them back. I also feel like this is a nice bungee cord for in case their, you know, their beloved only chance at a showmance now goes away. They can try and bring them back together again. So there's a couple reasons flying around here, but we know one thing is for certain. It looks like pretty much one of these Faute Hive people are going to come back in the house. If not for just 1 week, they still get a shot at it.
Yes. And it's dumb. But there's another positive, another thing we can look at as a potential good thing. I mentioned that I do think that Scotty is probably the more likely person to come back into the game. Which would mean we will talk about the HOH. Obviously, we had the HOH competition. Angela ended up winning. Now, with Angela as HOH and potentially Fessy as the target, which we will talk about, if Fessy leaves the game on Thursday night, and then there's a battle back, and Fessy competes against Scotty, Scotty beats Fessy to get back into the house, and now Fessy is in the jury house and Scotty is in the house alone with Haley after having beaten Fessy at a competition to get back in. That would be Fessy's absolute worst nightmare, and I think it would be the best possible outcome for the battle back, because it would just be very funny to see Fessy's face.
Mr. Steal Your Girl actually getting that, making it happen. I'm here for that, Taryn. Like, not only did I want, I said last night, pretty much there's a small chance that I'm rooting for anybody else but Scotty to come back if this, like, whoever the fourth one is. Now this pushes it over the edge for me. I want this more than anything. I want Fessy to see that happen. I want Scotty to be petty enough to say something to Fessy's ear, like, don't worry, I'll take care of her on the way out. And then I want Fessy's like confessionals from the jury house later of like, I wonder if Haley's doing anything with Scotty. I want, Scotty's a snake. Like, I just want all of that. I want all of that and a bag of chips.
Yeah, and you just know, like, Fessy's gonna be like, you better not work with him. I got him out. It was my genius plan. It was supposed to work. It was unanimous.
Thank you for your votes, guys. It meant so much to me.
All right. So that's the battle back talk. So as I mentioned, we did have an HOH competition. This should have been on the feeds. According to Vegas, it was supposed to be on the feeds, but yeah, the person at the Switch refused to, that just doesn't make any sense to me. The person at the Switch of the live feeds is not in control of the live feeds. They have bosses. Like, it's not like somebody can just like go rogue and be like, no, I'm not pressing the button. You can't make me. So I have no idea what was going on there, but, more likely this whole competition was a just big, cluster F from the start. And they did not want to show it because apparently things broke like three separate times. They had to stop down multiple times. And it was just a huge mess.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like the idea that a grown man locks himself in a room and barricades the door to prevent the feats from coming out for whatever cockamamie reason, not likely. But as we did get updates throughout the night, there were a bunch of stops. There were a bunch of resetting and fixing. Things were breaking down. People were just getting to hang out for a bit. They paused the competitions. So I think they didn't want us to see that stuff. And I feel like it must have happened early on enough that they were like, okay, this is too much of a risk for us to like expose ourselves like this. So let's just not do it. And I think that's more likely what happened. But anyways, we did get a preview of what the setup was before the feeds, before the show went off. So at least we knew the format going in, which I appreciated because it was intriguing with the numbers and the fact that you could register points or make the perfect shot and all of that. So then, yeah, as you said, Angela wins. And she had the lead from a very early on point. And there's only one or two hiccups that go on in here. We know for a certain that Tyler was the close second. He lost by a point. And we know that Casey had a shot of winning, but then Casey had to go and retry. So Casey, I blame you for ruining the HOH streak. And I don't appreciate that.
Yes. Angela is our new HOH. They get some alcohol and they celebrate. Mm-hmm. They have a big celebration. They're telling stories, making jokes, having some fun. It's really the first time all season where the whole house is able to come together. This was a unanimous vote. Everyone feels like they're on the same page. Everyone thinks they're good. And so they're able to kick back and have a good time.
Yeah, 72 days in, as Fessy put it, and the house is in harmony. And Fessy, as I alluded to earlier, definitely feeling himself during all of this. Definitely feels like he made the house this way. He went up to Brett at one point and thanked him for his vote. He was just so happy and besides himself that he made this happen, that he got Scotty out. So harmony in the house, and Fessy's obviously going to try and take all the credit.
Yes, Fessy feels like a genius. First unanimous mm-hmm. vote all season, and it was because of Fessy. Everyone should be grateful. They should bow down to his genius. He is grateful for those who helped him along the way. He's giving acceptance speeches. I managed to get Scotty out. Oh man, no hinky votes, no flips. I'm the best.
Mm-hmm. If it looks like an idiot and it sounds like an idiot, it's Fessy trying to be a genius. That's pretty much the summary here for everyone at home. He really feeling himself, and Haley tries so hard to bring him down and like, stop, like you need to stop. He obviously will not, because he won. He won the battle for Haley's heart. He won the battle for like Haley's everything. He believes that he, you know, like, I don't know how. It just kind of feels like he felt like he thought he was the David to Scotty's Goliath when that was not the case. But he's really, really, really proud of himself for this achievement that he took a shot at one of his own people.
Yes. So there are going to be some hiccups here, though. Haley apparently walked in on all of level 6 celebrating Angela's HOH win, meaning Tyler, Angela, Casey, and Brett all celebrating in a room. And then mm-hmm. Haley walks in and they stop and they're like, oh, uh-oh. This is gonna cause Haley to get a little bit worried. She's gonna be like, that's really sketchy. I wonder if I'm the target this week.
Yeah, just a little. She, yeah, full on notices this and just can't stop thinking about it. She goes up to Fessy and they have a talk at length about this. And she's convinced that she's going to go up. She's convinced. And why is she convinced? Obviously, she just saw this, but also she's like, well, I put Angela up. So which this kind of makes me realize that, or like should have made everyone realize that this alliance of four, this like Operation Double Date, was only really taken at value to one person and one person only, and that was Fessy. No one else really took this for much of anything.
Yes, Fessy was like, don't worry about it. It's gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. Angela's not dumb enough to put you on the block. Fessy not concerned at all for himself. He's like, you're not gonna go up on the block, Haley. Don't worry about this. My HOH was so good that we are just gonna be cruising to the end. Fessy trying to alleviate Haley's fears. Brett and Casey have a conversation. Brett is going to theorize, all right, Caitlin was supposed to stay. We're going to have a double eviction eventually. I'm thinking next week or this week. I mean, this week we're going to get a battle back from the jury, and then next week will be a double eviction. Ding, ding, ding. I need the bell. Yeah, you got it.
Nailed it. Well done, Brett. You did a very good job. And I feel like his reasoning to start with the whole Caitlin thing puts the math together, puts the twos and twos. And it's I'm pretty proud of Brett for his calculation.
He's not even a super fan.
No. He's just learning as he goes along.
I guess you don't need to be, because they literally follow the same formula every season for the last like five seasons. So you just need to watch the last couple seasons.
Yeah, and you know that's what they're being given. So you know that he knows that, at least.
Yeah. Casey's like, yeah, that makes sense. We got it. Brett, they're all talking about a battle back. They're all, you know, prepared for it. I liked this talk when I thought it wasn't true.
Yeah, same. I loved hearing Scotty say, my strategy now is to win the battle. Hope there's a battle back and win it. And, like, that was great. But now that it's actually a thing, it's like, oh, God damn. And you know what this is, Taryn? This is what the triple eviction is to Canada moving forward. We're going to get this talk every damn season now. Every damn season is going to be a focal point of the strategy in game.
It's again, especially if this comes back to bite level six in any way, that like. All future seasons, we're going to get no blindsides, no mean comments. We're going to have to be as nice as possible to every single person, because they're probably going to be coming right back. So very annoying. all right. So Angela and Haley have a brief conversation. Haley takes a very strange approach for Angela. She says, you know, I know I'd be an easy person to pawn. I did put you up on the block, but, you know, I would prefer to not go up, but I kind of understand where you might come from if you maybe did. And just like, okay. Fessy joins them, and Fessy's like, you will not put her up as a pawn. You cannot put Haley's not a pawn. You don't do Haley as a pawn. That Haley's too much of a target. You should definitely not do that. I will not let you do that.
All Fessy did with this conversation actually did two things. First thing, he guaranteed that we're going to get this on the show, and we're going to get Angela in the diary room right after saying, you're right, I'm not going to put her up as a pawn. I'm going to put her up as my target. And that we can thank Fessy for. The other thing he does with this is piss Haley off, because he's out here trying to make it seem like they owe Haley something. They owe Haley the world. And Haley does not like this, because for Haley, we've talked about this on other updates where Haley likes to be liked and hates to be hated. And the way Fessy approaches this is not a likable approach in any way. This, if anything, Haley feels like, well, you're just making me look like a bit of a dick to both of them. Like, that they have to do something for me. No one owes me anything. Like, don't belittle me in front of other people is kind of how that came off. And obviously, as everyone knows, we're going to talk about in a second, they kind of have a shouting match about this, like they have a shouting match about everything later.
Yes. Fessy says, if you put Haley up, then I'm just going to win the veto and take her down, and then you have to put somebody else up. Yeah, that's why she's probably not going to put Haley up without you also being up next to her. He also, as if he hasn't buried himself enough, he also says, well, why don't you just put JC up? You should put JC's not going to win the veto. JC hasn't been on the block yet, so, yeah, go ahead, put JC up. Really cement that, failure of a relationship. And then after Fessy leaves, as they're leaving, Haley says to Angela, really, don't let Fessy get in your head. I know he's telling you not to put me up, but don't let him get in your head.
I don't know. What do you want, Haley?
The most
do you
dysfunctional know what you want? Campaigning duo of all time. One of them is like, it's okay, put me up. The other one is like, don't put her up. Oh, don't you dare put her up. And they're like, don't let him get in your head. You can do it, but also don't.
Yeah.
And then like yelling at each other at the, like, Fessy, stop. He's like, what? It's these two.
Yeah, I loved Brent pointing out something that I hadn't really put two and two together. How these two do a lot of the, are you serious? Did you just say that? Do you really mean that? It's baffling. And after Brent shattered that window for me, I can no longer unhear it. So every conversation they have from here on out is going to be like nails on a chalkboard for me. And while I will always enjoy the Fessy impressions and the Fessy smack talk that we're going to have, I will never forget that. So thank you, Brent, for that.
Yes. So then they the dynamic duo, Fessy and Haley, they go and they talk to Tyler. And this time they literally just argue in front of Tyler as they're trying to pitch. Fessy's like, you need to make sure she doesn't put Haley up on the block. And Haley's like, Fessy, stop. And they're arguing in front of Tyler. And then after they talk to Tyler, Haley's like, Fessy, stop acting like they owe me anything. They don't owe me anything. He's like, they owe me something. I didn't put them on the block. Oh, I'm not you. They don't owe me anything. Stop acting like they owe me things. Ah, oh, Fessy, you're ruining everything. Fessy's like, what? I'm just protecting you.
I'm a genius. I've made it so that Sam's the target. Sam's definitely going to be going up this week. Anyone next to Sam, Sam's still going home. Like, the fact that he buys this, it's amazing. It's amazing how much Fessy can buy into his own nonsense. In the words of the immortal Matt Hoffman, joke's on you, you big dummy.
Yes. Then they talk a little more of Haley really, she can't wait for Sam to leave. She can't wait for it. She's just waiting for the Sam gets put up on the block. She can't wait to see Sam's face when she gets put up on the block. But she thinks she's going to go up next to her, and she's really worried about that.
You're not going up next to Sam. It's not happening.
She's going up next to you, Fessy. Fessy also mentions that,
when Sam leaves this week, I'm going to look like such a genius. There's a reason I didn't put her up on the block last week, and this is it. So we've got it down.
This is going to be a fun edit for the show.
It's going to be a really fun edit. I don't think anyone can out-dodo Fessy, but Fessy himself. And the fact that every episode that goes by, I'm more shocked by how stupid he's going to look. It's just amazing, man. Like, you know, they say there's no cure for stupid. If there was, no one's giving it to Fessy ever. Like, he's just going to remain like this the whole way through.
Yes. Angela and Tyler then finally talk. Angela is not sure what she wants to do here because she doesn't want to have to make this move. She really wanted Brett to win this so Brett could make the move. She doesn't want to have to break her word with Fessy and Haley if she doesn't have to. She's very upset about this. She was going to have to get more blood on her hands. She's very annoyed. She's like, can we just get rid of Sam? Like, I know Sam is going to nominate me. Maybe could we just do that? And Tyler's like, yeah, you know, I will support you with whatever, you know, totally on board. And then it does the thing that, you know, most masterminds do, which is like then starts to slowly convince her to do the thing that he actually wants her to do. Mm-hmm. And so he gets her to come back around to like, OK, well, probably Haley and Sam then. And then I can tell Haley that she's a pawn and then we can get Haley out. And, you know, whatever, if Fessy wins the veto. Tyler continues to point out, like, I do think that they would probably turn on us soon. Like, who are they? If they win HOH next week, who are they going to want out? They're going to want out. If we get Sam out, who are they going to go after? They're going to go after JC. No. Casey. No. It's going to be, at best Brett and then probably one of us on the block. But like, still, like, it's like, it's, we're cutting it close here. They're going to turn on us. We know they're going to turn on us. And so he's starting to get her to come around, by the time JC comes in, and JC is going to push pretty hard.
Yeah. And like, this is beautiful because I feel like the person, because we know this about Angela. Angela doesn't really like being told what to do. Angela wants to do her, but the one person that has kind of chipped their way in there as like a confidant is Tyler. And Tyler's ability to make it seem like he's just being a friend and being there for her, not really telling her what to do, is really effective. And the reason it works out really well here is because right after he does this, he starts pushing her towards the direction he wants. Everyone else from her alliance comes in and reaffirms that, makes her realize that, you know what, I have the squad on my back. Like, they'll support this. I'll be fine if I do what they want me to do. And JC puts in a decent amount of work here. I feel like, while I personally think, you know, our little finger, JC, shouldn't really want this to be what happens, he does sell it really well. He makes it clear, like, guys, the only reason, because Angela was like, well, Fessy's your boy. You would vote to keep him, right? Like, he's like, no, I went infiltrated Fessy because of this group. That's the reason I've been hanging out with him. I've never voted against you guys. So getting this reaffirmation from the group does make her feel better about the whole situation. But I do agree that she definitely, up until this point too, regrets winning the HOH. She really didn't want to be the person to take this shot. Even if she's feeling better and better about it as time goes on, she didn't want to be the one to do this, because she does feel like her and Tyler are the ones with bloods on their hands, and Casey and Brett don't have that, is how she feels.
Yeah, and she did not mean to win this HOH either. She just had the highest score, and there were many times that it looked like other people were going to win it, and she was hoping that other people were going to win it. But yes, JC comes in here. His primary concern, and the reason he wants Fessy and Haley both on the block, is that he's concerned that if Haley goes up next to Sam and then Fessy wins the veto and takes Haley down, he knows then that Angela will have to put up a replacement nominee. And I think he knows that replacement nominee would 100% be me, because it's not going to be Casey. It's probably not going to be Brett, especially if it's a person that's going to go up as a pawn. So it would be JC. JC absolutely does not want to go up on the block this week. He wants to make sure he's safe. So his plan here is he wants to make sure that Fessy and Haley are both on the block. He promises he is willing to vote Fessy out. That I think would be a mistake, obviously, for Fessy and for other people, and we'll talk about that later on as well. But obviously, it would be great for him if Haley were to leave. Maybe he has a plan to try and flip the target onto Haley once they're both up there. Maybe he's hoping that if Fessy is up on the block right away, that Fessy might just win the veto, and then Sam will go up on the block next to Haley, and then Haley will leave. That would be a great outcome for him. So overall, I do think this is the correct. These are the correct nominations for JC, because it protects him and it gives Fessy a chance to win the veto. However, if the vote comes down to Fessy versus Haley, we'll see if he is willing to try and make the move to keep Fessy if he's able to, because that would obviously be beneficial for his game. But he says to Angela, I am willing to vote Fessy out. I've only ever been using him. I've always been with you guys. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to make the move. You've got everyone backing you up. You don't want to get in a situation where Fessy uses the veto on Haley, so you should make this move.
I'm intrigued, Taryn, because talking about when JC's going to start, maybe if and when he starts trying to push it towards Haley going, I think the big implementation here is the fact that this is the fourth juror. So if they really do start, as the week goes on, starting to buy the whole it's a jury battle, like it should, might be a battle back, what are we going to do? I feel like the selling point there is, well, we get rid of Haley, because then if Scotty comes back in, him and Fessy aren't going to work together. So that's good. But then that would entail so much conversation about the battle back that it becomes an active tool in the game. Now, I do not remember for the life of me whether when they get revealed on a Thursday, like as in like during the live show, did they get revealed right before the vote or right after the vote? I don't remember. So if it was right before, could that have implications? Could we see the vote just flip live on TV? That would be awesome. I don't think so. But you're right. It just seems like he's making a mistake by being content with Fessy going. But I also feel like this isn't the last time he's going to try to swap it around until come Thursday. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Yes. And obviously, JC flipping this vote would be JC talking to Tyler and convincing Tyler, and then Tyler would flip the vote for him.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend that JC would flip Casey or Brett on his own. The way that he could make this happen is he could convince Tyler, no, it's actually in your best interest to have Fessy here over Haley, and then Tyler could then convince the others. And I do think there's a very good argument to be made to Tyler for that, which we will talk about very shortly. So JC leaves, Casey joins them instead. Casey says, I think it should be Fessy and Haley 100%. Angela's worried about Sam coming after her. Casey says, you shouldn't worry about that. You can make a deal with Sam. You can tell her you're not putting her on the block. That will make her happy. She's probably not going to win a competition anyway. And Haley and Fessy, they're just too threatening. They're too dangerous to keep in this game, to risk keeping in this game. And you also know if there's a battle back and like say Rockstar or Bailey came back into this house, they're going to drop you two in it in a second and start working with Rockstar or Bailey. So that's something to think about as well. That really helped Angela go, yeah, you're right. That would be very dangerous. So they start to come up with justification. Is there anything Scotty told us? He said things about Fessy. Brett said that Fessy told him that Tyler was the original backdoor plan. That's a good thing to say. Haley, she nominated me. Fessy's guilty by association. Tyler was the only one that really ever accepted the deal that they proposed. Angela was just sitting there and nodding. Tyler also suggests, why don't we fake a fight, Angela, so that we pretend like I disagree with your decision and then we're like angry at each other. That way, if the surviving person wins the HOH the following week, they won't put us both up on the block. Say Haley stays in the game and Haley is mad at you, but not mad at me. Then Haley probably puts like you and Sam on the block and then I can win the veto, save you. We can get rid of Sam. Everything would be cool in that sense. This is a fantastic plan if they follow through with it. This is exactly what would, help solve this whole thing for them. So I would hope that they would follow through with this because it really is a really good plan. But it did seem like one of those things that they were just kind of thrown out there to get the move going, and they might not actually follow through, which is always a mistake to not follow through with the good plans.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a brainstorm sesh like this and you're just throwing everything into there, some of them will get lost in the middle. And I feel like this could be one of them. However, this is a very good plan, especially for Tyler, if he was to execute this, because he is not going to be the one touching the block. And as we know now that Angela's HOH, he no longer has the clout to bank on. So from this week onwards, Tyler going to be doing his own thing. Tyler's fine. So this would be a really good plan if they were to go through with it. And I do feel like, Taryn, once these noms happen, I feel like they will go back to it, because we know that there's much of today still left to go. And if they're going to start, zeroing in on this is the final plan, they're going to try and come up with ways to cover up, ways to like make sure the house is as smooth as possible, ways to make sure that they're going to be good moving forward. So I think this fight, even if it's not in their mind right now. It'll come back throughout the day today, I believe.
Yes. Nikki points out something, a very good point. I think the showmance comes into play here. They don't want to not hang out all week. That could be the reason they don't want to do this. Tyler's very excited. Saturday night, he's going to get to sleep up in the HOH room because he'll no longer be a have-not. And that will be post-nominations. That will be the night after nominations. So, or it'll be the two nights after nominations. So it's going to be hard to fake a fight over the nominations and then go and sleep in that room with her. So that could be the reason he doesn't do this. And then if there's a bat, if Fessy leaves and Scotty comes back and it's Scotty and Haley and Scotty or Haley wins an HOH and they know that Angela and Tyler were in on this together and they put Angela and Tyler up on the block, they 100% will have their showmance to blame if they don't fake a fight because of the fact that they want to be able to cuddle up in the HOH room.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, you're acting pissed that these questions are being asked about you and you want to keep this low key. The biggest mistake you can do is, you know, share the bed and cuddle it away. What's one cuddle to doing this for months on end after the show? Like, come on. Especially, like, I feel like I'm sounding outraged because it's Tyler. It's not Fessy. If it was Fessy, this makes sense 100%. It's Tyler. I feel like I expect more from him. So I really hope that they push through with it and realize that, hey, this would be the perfect week to prove we're not a showman if we don't share the bet, if we don't cuddle up in the HOH room. This is the time to prove it. This will put it to bed. No one will think of it. This is good. It's bad on all levels if they continue doing that. Because at that point, I know he's really good with Casey. But I feel like someone like Brett will kind of see that. Again, Fessy and Haley kind of see that. Scotty will find, like, it. There's no good can come from this, but the feeling of close physical intimacy between you and Angela for 3 hours. Like, that's the only benefit here. So don't do it, please.
Yes. So there you go. Brett is going to join them up there. All of level six here now. Brett is going to complain about Sam. He's really sick of her. If she likes him, she has a weird ass way of showing it.
Yeah, she wants to kiss me and punch me. Why does everyone keep saying that? I don't understand that. Because it's Sam. Sam's an odd one, and Brett is finally starting to get over it. I mean, he has been from the beginning, but it's just getting to the breaking point now.
Yes. They talk about how she gets close to everyone as soon as they start to leave the house. I don't think there's any chance Sam gets taken to the end at this point. No. People are too worried about her relationships with the jurors. But he does say Fessy and Haley are the right nominations. Brett thinks that Fessy should go. He is the bigger threat between them, and the rest of level six is fine with that. But here's where I do think this is a mistake for multiple reasons. One is that I think Haley is just as capable of winning an HOH as Fessy. Fessy has he's gotten the one HOH that was super physical that he had an advantage in, and there's not going to be, I don't think, any more of those HOHs. Whereas there are going to be a lot more question competitions that Haley is generally better at. Puzzles, word scrambly things, all of those things, Haley is a better competitor. Two, Haley is a lot more difficult to fool. With Haley gone, even if Angela put Fessy and Haley on the block and Haley left, then Fessy would be in the house, and I guarantee you, even if they didn't fake a fight, Tyler would still be able to reel Fessy back in, because who else does Fessy have? He'll have JC. He'll be completely loyal to JC. Tyler has JC loyal to him. Even if Tyler can't directly control Fessy, he can control Fessy through JC, because without Haley there to counteract JC's manipulation, Fessy will be putty in his hands. Many reasons why I think Fessy is the right person to stay for Tyler and Tyler's allies, and obviously JC as well. And this is why I think JC could make a very compelling argument to Tyler if Tyler was not already on board with this plan. And this is all not even counting in the fact that there is a battle back, a battle back where the most likely person to come back in is Scotty, who is pissed at Fessy and loves Haley. If Haley is in the house, Scotty is going to run straight to her and do whatever she wants, especially now that Fessy is out of the picture and they will be unbreakable. If Fessy, if Scotty comes back and Fessy is in the house and Haley is not, then where is Scotty going to go? He's going to go straight to Tyler still be mad at Fessy. And even if Scotty tried to go to Fessy and to be like, see, what do you, they were screwing with us. Fessy would be like, but I got you out and I don't think I can trust you. You tried to go after my girl. For basically every single reason, Fessy staying in the game is best for Tyler. It's best for everyone except for Brett. And that's, Brett, I think, is correct in pitching that it would be great for Brett if Fessy left, because it makes Tyler and the rest of his people bigger targets. It will help Brett kind of stay in the shadows for a little bit longer. But many, many reasons why I think that they should be. I mean, the ideal week for Tyler here is Angela nominates Haley and Fessy. He fakes a fight with her. He gets in with Haley and Fessy. He's like, I'm so pissed at Angela. She's the worst. It helps sell the fact that he'll be hanging out with Angela less. JC will be less pissed off at him. Casey will think that they're final two is more real because there's less of a bond between him and Angela. He'll be safe from retaliation from either Fessy or Haley. Then Haley leaves. Scotty comes back. He gets in with Scotty. He's also still good with Fessy. They're going after each other. Brett's still going after Fessy. Fessy's still going after Brett. It's all good in every direction. But that's not really what they're doing. And right now it looks like what they're doing is they've come up with this plan to fake a fight, but I don't know if they're going to go through with it. And it seems like the target right now would be Fessy over Haley, which I do think is a mistake. However, they do have a lot of time to talk this over and decide. And again, of course, if Fessy wins the veto, then Haley is the backup plan that might save them from themselves in some regard. Even if Scotty isn't the person that comes back, if it's Bailey or Rockstar, they're also much less likely to work with. They obviously would work with Fessy, but if Haley was there, they would be completely there with Haley. Whereas Fessy, they never really had as much of a bond with Fessy. So lots of reasons to keep Fessy in this game, and one of them is that you have to keep suffering my Fessy impression.
Yeah, which is a win for all of us involved. It's interesting, Taryn, because there's a couple of things. So I feel like Sam, if you had to ask Sam who she would want to evict, she would probably say Haley. So the problem here, too, is that we know Fessy's going to kind of be going down that route of like being, he's the loud one. He's the angry one in the sense that once they do go up, because he believes so much that Angela wouldn't do this to them, he's going to be outraged. He's going to make it known that he's outraged. So that all is good for Haley to stay, because Haley would be the one to benefit from that, because she's just not going to say anything. And they're already leaning towards Fessy. However, I still think Sam would want to vote Haley out. And while and it has been a thing with Sam where she's kind of has been buddying up with the person going out every week. And like, she has been making that good impression enough for level six to be concerned about it. So I feel like Haley could get a vote there if they decide later on in the week, let's like flip it. And like, Sam's clearly going to do it. Let's just all go with Sam. That's still possible. It's not impossible. Another worry I have, Taryn, as you were talking that I realized, Scotty's a fan of this game. Scotty loves this game. Scotty wants to come back, and he said his plan was if there's a battle back, pray for it and then win it. Do you think if it's like the Helen was push comp where they're getting these balls to put in the thing, or if they're hanging on and it's like the last two jurors, one of them will stay, one of them goes. If it's him and Haley, how much of you believes that he will genuinely stay on, or he'll throw it back to her so she goes back in.
I thought about that a lot as well. I think that if he, because we don't know what kind of competition it would be. Is it going to be one-on-one? Is it going to be like Big Brother 16 and they're just rolling a ball into the middle? Yeah. Is it going to be like Big Brother 15 and they're hanging onto a wall? If there's a possibility, I do think that, I think that if Haley asked him to throw it to her, he would. I don't think Haley would ask him, though. I think that, like, for as much as we rag on Haley, I think she's a good person, and I think that she genuinely cares about Scotty as a friend, which is very sad for Scotty. But I don't think she would ever ask him, and I don't think she would ever let him throw the competition for her either. If it was him and Bailey, Bailey would be like, "Oh, Scotty, don't do-" I mean, if you wanted to, though, because we saw Bailey do that many times in the house. But I don't think Haley would let him do it, but I think he would be inclined to potentially try to throw it to her. But I think she feels guilty enough about the whole Scotty stuff. I don't think she would let him do it. She would say, "Don't you dare." So the only chance it could happen is if he just like did it. He just did it, didn't say anything about it, which is a possibility. But it's something to think about for sure.
Yeah, it's a little worrisome. I mean, I feel like he wants to. You know, a lot of people said that goodbye message friend zoned him. I feel like he still wants to be the knight in shining armor in that situation. If it's just them two and he feels sad for her that, you know, because like, yes, Fessy took him down, but Fessy was dumb enough to also take Haley down is how he might see it. So there's many ways this can go. That's why this is kind of fascinating how all these variables are going to be come Thursday. But ultimately, I just think to, you know, go back to the task at hand here, I do think it's a mistake to try and get rid of Fessy first. And I'm intrigued to see whether Level 6 realizes that and course corrects throughout the week.
Yes. I mean, Scotty is essentially everything that Fessy wants to be for Haley, but is not. You know that Fessy in that spot would be like, "Okay, I'm going to throw it to you, Haley." And Haley would be like, "No, don't you dare." And he'd be like, "Oh, look, I'm throwing it." And then he'd hold it all over her head for the rest of her life. Whereas Scotty might just do it and then never say anything about it. Like, yeah, like Scotty would never hold it over her head. And he also probably wouldn't do it if she told him not to, because, you know, you don't do things that people tell you not to do.
Right.
Who knows, but lots to examine as the week goes forward, with the nominations being potentially or probably here, Fessy and Haley. You know, Fessy's gonna be pissed. Haley's gonna be like, Haley's gonna blame Fessy. "I told you so." Fessy's gonna be more annoyed that Haley gets to say "I told you so" and that he looks like an idiot to Haley than he will be with actually like Angela and Tyler. He'll be super annoyed at them for making him look like an idiot to Haley. So that'll be interesting. And then we'll see who ends up being the target there, who wins the veto. Lots of interesting stuff to think about. And then, of course, we will have that battle back at the end of the week that will be we'll potentially throw a wrench in things, but probably just delay us for another week.
Yeah, well, I feel like given that, to talk about the battle back mechanics real quick, given that it wasn't advertised as its own day like the one in 19, I gotta imagine it's all of them versus each other in some type of HOH next week, and not like a 1v1 and then the next two 1v1 and then those two face off. So that makes it a little interesting for me, because I do prefer it if it was some kind of endurance. Again, if it's like shuffleboard from 16, then let's just all hold hands and pray that what we want happens, because who knows what's going to happen in that situation. This will be interesting to watch out for. I feel like watching today will be fun, because Fessy does not, as you said, does not like to look stupid, and he's going to look like a complete idiot once this happens today. So watching his interactions with Haley are going to be fun. Watching the house work around them is going to be fun. I'm really into this week. I know that a lot of people are starting to like be like, "Oh, well, it's over, let's like all, you know, grab our ball and go home." There's still a lot of fun things in play here. I'm very excited to see how all this falls out.
Yeah, that that Big Brother 16 jury buyback was the worst ever, yeah. And I hope they never think about doing it. I'm definitely hoping that the trend is that the most recently evicted person tends to be the one that comes back. And that was even before the battle back structure, where it's typically like a tournament style thing, which obviously makes it more likely for the most recently evicted person to come back. So I generally hope for that, because who knows what they've been talking about in the jury house. You know, the more information they come back with, the worse, the more impact it has, and the more unfortunate it really screws up the structure of the game. I'm definitely rooting for I'm rooting for two things. I'm rooting for either the person who's most recently evicted to come back, or if Fessy is the person evicted, for Scotty to beat Fessy, and then Scotty's in the house with Haley, and that would be funny. But that'll be funny in the moment, but we're not going to get to see Fessy squirm, because he'll be in the jury house, and we'll, you know, it's one of those things that in concept it's great and we'll love it in the moment, but then we'll have to deal with the ramifications of the actual battle back for like the rest of the week on the feeds, which will not be as fun.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like that's more of a, it happens and you get the benefit of being able to imagine it and be like, I know this is what's going on, and yeah, this is great TV in my mind. I love it. Okay, it's great. And it's no longer a dream, it's reality. So that'll be nice. But yes, I need Fessy to just squirm and suffer. And I feel like the more he suffers and he's upset and he's like, just not, nothing's going his way, I'm happy about that front. And then as far as the gameplay goes, I'm still really excited about where Tyler's going to go with this, whether they do try and do this fight or not. If that happens, will JC smarten up and realize what's kind of going on and try and switch it around and try and keep Fessy? I don't know. Will we see Brett do more of his game plan, like evolve more and more into a player that knows what's going on in this game? It's a lot of fun. The one thing, Taryn, that I feel like we can go back on and say with absolute certainty now, I feel like Casey's stock has dropped exponentially since when we thought she had something going on. I feel like just watching her do the speech at last night, I was like, stop this word salad. Like, this is, she's lacking what, you know, people call charisma. I feel like she's definitely not good in that department. So she's kind of fallen down the rankings for me. But again, these are all pieces in the game that are still going on, and I'm very excited to see where everyone falls.
But we did get confirmation last night that that Casey is Tyler's genuine final two pick, which to me says a lot of good things about Casey's position in the game, because obviously if anyone is going to have a say in who gets to final two, Tyler is the person who's going to be the most likely person there. And just being in the final two is huge, regardless of your chances of winning. If she is the most likely person to be sitting in the final two, then vote can go any kind of way, so you never know.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing achievement in the game of Big Brother, and I feel like if the last two seasons have been any indicator, Tyler could get, you know, an upset here. Casey could, because he's picking her, he that's who he wants, and we still haven't learned anything about the jury yet, right? We still have no idea. We haven't watched them. We haven't seen the jury house. So we don't quite know what they're thinking and how they're looking at things as people are coming in. But we will eventually, and we'll kind of start seeing the makeup of the jury and what they think of everything and where they stand on Tyler and all that fun stuff.
Yes. All right. Anything else, Puya?
Nope. I think we've covered everything at length. Everything about Fessy, everything about this HOH, everything about the buyback. And now we just got to get more information coming in the next few days to see what goes on.
All right. Well, I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. I did not go live on Twitch last night because the feeds were not up for the HOH competition. By the time they came up, it was midnight. I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. Yeah. like, what? Screwed this up. But you can find me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. I also have it linked on my Twitter profile. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can follow Puya at Puyaism. I think that's all we got for you. So thank you for joining us. I'll see you next time.